great.
Yeah, let's get all these morning DJs on and find out what they thought about the Golden Globes. Globes. Did you watch the Globes? What's your take? Hey, what's your take on the Globes? Monday morning, and it's time to wild out. Just like the Locks. This sounds like a royalty-free version of that Jay-Z song. Probably from the same producer or something like that. That's just seems like.
Gosh, I know you. You look familiar, not from the television and everything, but then I remembered one night I hung out with Kelly Kincaid and we went to a party and he was there. And I said to him, why do you look so familiar to me? He was like, you don't watch The Wire?
That was me.
Listen. And I was like, I know you from someplace else. I know you from someplace else. And somebody said, yo, what up, Marlo? And I was like, that's not your name. But it was Kelly Kincaid from here, Sway in the Morning, who, Kelly Jackson, as you know, who had been working with you as a publicist and things like that. And she had been telling me so much about you, and I've been seeing your picture and seeing your face. That's where I knew you from. So you wasn't Marlo Stanfield to me. You gotcha. Were Jamie, the actor, the person that she was representing way before I actually had an opportunity to meet you and see who you are. Then I saw you, and it all didn't click. But of course, everyone knows you from The Wire. Everyone knows you from all the work that you've been doing. And now you're here to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday as well, and all the work that you've been doing. The one and only Jamie is here.
Jamie, you have to forgive Heather. Auntie Martinez just walked out of here, and she gave us some coquito, Puerto Rican rum. So, if, you know,
Puerto Rican rum.
Is it, what is it? Is it
a you know what? That was so wrong.
Creed first thing, you know. Some early morning Creed for you. Kick the week off right.
In 1 month, February 17th or 18th, depending on which day is a Tuesday. Guitars and microphones, the debut solo album from Kate Pearson of the B-52s. I'm Madison, it's First Wave. Good morning. Trying to be positive on this cold, cold, cold morning. Seasonal depression. First way.
Gets me going, nothing gets the blood pumping for my morning workout. I'm quite like a little blues traveler, a little BT. I love BT.
New music here first, everywhere else later. Discover FKA Twigs, Video Girl, now on SiriusXMU.
Looking at the game.
sitting up holding a weapon in her hand, and the stepfather, because it wasn't the dad, actually was saying, now make a pop-pop sound. So, yeah, there are a lot of hedonistic parents. That child was immediately taken away and taken into custody, and those two were arrested, the mother and the stepfather.
Are you talking about what I was referring to?
Exactly.
Actually, I'm talking about this kid.
That's another one.
Apparently was a problem child in school, and for Christmas, they gave him a rifle because they, him and his father, do hunting. He ended up taking one of his father's guns. After that, all, clearly it was all good to have guns in the house, and went and shot the girl who broke up with him and
shut
their
the front door.
Three friends. So during lunchtime, yeah, meet me for lunch. Walked up on him and did what he did, you know what I'm saying?
No.
They rest in peace, a couple of them. But it's a bad situation. You know, sometimes, especially teachers out there, you got to say something to people's parents,
yeah.
These kids. Don't talk to them because they don't really know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? But go in and be open to somebody saying, look, your kid needs blah, blah, blah. Your kid has done blah, blah, blah. And don't take it disrespectful. Just, you know, open your eyes up a little bit. That's all.
Yeah. How sad is it that we both just had stories
about
the
Move That Dope gun control moment.
There's plenty of things going on.
Yeah. Brought to you by Move That Dope.
If you guys want to comment on this, you still can hit us 877-955-1061. But Wale will be here at the Fillmore coming up. So call the 106. I'm going to send you out to the show.
Lex Jones in the mix.
Time is straight from California.
On the Sonny G Morning Show.
106 KMEL.
That first scene, I get why he wears a leather jacket every fight scene, and everyone else is in a tank top and half crop top shirts
to
cover it all up.
To cover up his gut and his hanging boobs, like this old man is gonna whoop
funny.
Everyone's ass.
I still love those Taken movies.
I do.
Oh my god!
What?
There is a character. One of the bad guys is supposed to be like.
I shouldn't have programmed in any terrestrial radio stations as presets on this thing. Because they're all terrible.
With your daily 411.
Mental health workers at Kaiser Permanente are on a statewide strike effective today, and looks like it may last through the week, Christy.
That's the plan. They want it to last at least a week. Psychologists, therapists, and social workers say Kaiser needs to hire more mental health workers, and that's why they're striking as part of their negotiation strategy. Hey, we want to see everyone have a safe, healthy work environment, so more power to you.
Wendy's has a way for you to get free Frosties for a year while supporting an awesome cause.
Well, while supplies last, you can go to your local Wendy's, drop a dollar for a Frosty key tag, and that will allow you to get a free Frosty with any purchase until December 31st, 2015. And the money goes to help the Dave Thomas Adoption Foundation, helping kids find good homes. So it's a win-win.
That is just terrific.
It is. And who doesn't love a free Frosty for a whole year? Come on now, for a dollar? Now on to some more good news with your feel-good story of the day.
Well, a man has vowed to stop yelling at his dog after the dog saved his life.
Dogs are saving a lot of lives in the States.
It's what they do. The dog's name is Darkie. When 74-year-old Arthur collapsed in a field, 74 years old, Darkie the dog started barking, running around like crazy, and this alerted nearby drivers who stopped to investigate the scene.
Kind of like Lassie.
Exactly like Lassie. And this is what dogs do. This strangers found Arthur in the field. They kept him warm and kept him calm until the paramedics arrived. Arthur, turns out, had a stroke.
Oh, that's so scary.
It is. And when you have a stroke, minutes are of the essence. Mm-hmm. Minutes count. And thanks to Darky the dog's quick response, saved the day.
Wow.
Saved the day. Arthur now on the road to recovery. And we say good job to Darky the dog.
Yes, indeed.
Again, I'm just going to leave that alone.
Just walk away from that one.
Yep.
There you go. And that's your feel-good story of the day.
If you own a small business, you know that one of the hardest parts of your job is doing your financials. Things like invoicing clients, managing cash flow, handling payroll, and bank reconciliation.
Give me law, here they come. Blah.
Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'ma ride for you, you don't wear a car. Tell me, girl, why you be stressing me for time? When you tell me you love me, can't you see I'm trying to climb? Yeah, my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? If you scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Hold on tight to a nigga and be sure.
My inhibitions, fighting my intuition. Premature premonition. Showing me the demolition of these phony niggas. So ahead of my time, even when I rhyme about the future, I be reminiscing. You want the truth, well come and listen. I'm like that time you bagged a dime and checked your phone and saw what's the number missing. It's fate passes you by. Half of you try, the other half of you fry. Too high to actually fly. One day
I was kind of hoping there wouldn't be a lot of traffic today, but here we are. Like me. Here we are.
True like me. Cold you might be. Like the new Ice Cube meets the new Ice T. Meets True Life Crew. Meets the new Spike Lee. Meets Bruce like Wayne. Meets Bruce like Lee. Meets O2 Lil Wayne. In a new white tee. Meets KD. Ain't no nigga that can shoot like me. Blah.
Nigga, why you acting like a hoe? Know that I'ma ride for you. You don't wear a car. Tell me, girl, why you be stressing me for time? When you tell me you love me, can't you see I'm trying to climb? Yeah, my nigga, why you acting like a bitch? Scared to take a chance, how the fuck we gon' get rich? Come here, baby, why you always insecure? Hold on tight to a nigga and be sure. Who's the king? Came from the bottom, nigga. Stains on my shirt. What you expected from me? I came from the dirt. Money, my motivator, the songs that I sing. Picture a peasant passing from palms to the king. Tell me you still love me, so then let me go. Will I return or will I burn? Never know. Look in my eyes and see the future with no sugarcoat. History repeats itself and that's just how it goes. Same way that these rappers always bite each other's flows. Same thing that my nigga Elvis did with rock and roll. Justin Timberlake, Eminem, and then Macklemore. While silly niggas argue over who gon' snatch the crown. Look around, my nigga, white people have snatched the sound. This year I'll probably go to the awards, dap it down. Watch Iggy win the Grammy as I try to crack a smile. I'm just playing. But all good jokes contain true shit. Same rope you climb up on and hang you with. But not Jermaine, my aim too sick. I bang, nigga, I came to bring the pain. My brain too quick. You see how I maneuver this game. I ain't stupid. I recognize that life is a dream. And I train lucid and break the chains and change minds one verse at a time and claim too sick. And fuck it, if the truth is, who's the king?
We are kings. Kings of ourselves, first and foremost. While the people debate who's the king of this rap game, here comes little old Jermaine with every ounce of strength in his veins to snatch the crown from whoever y'all think has it. With a flash and a bang, the crown disintegrates and falls to the earth from which it came. It's done. Ain't gonna be no more kings. Be wary of any man that claims, because deep down he clings onto the need for power. In reality, he's a coward. Ultimately, he's scared to die. Sometimes so am I. But when I'm in tune with the Most High, I realize the
realizing my lack of awareness of the other side. Today I know that we are the same.
Are the same, you and I.
A different kind of skin, different set of eyes. Two different minds, but only one God.
For all the kings. Cause I know deep down every poor just wanna be loved.
Hold up. Stop that. This is MGK,
Machine Gun motherfucking Kelly.
And that was some more new music being played. Did y'all like that shit or hate that shit?
Join the hip-hop music meeting. Log on to SiriusXM.com/hip-hop nation.
Yeah. What's up? Time for the fallen soldiers. Yeah. Can't have war without casualties, you know? Leave that. Yeah. For everybody go through the struggle. Real shit every day shit is real, hey, huh? And you got all your blockers.
Come on, it's right down the block, so let me go see what's up. And they took me in with open arms and, you know, they pushed.
An automatic weapon, something keeps stepping, cause I'ma let you know.
Are you in the chat saying that you've got baking soda? Baking soda, you've got baking soda. Is that what's going on in there? You should know better. God damn it.
People can find information if they want tickets.
Yeah.
Thank you to David Banner once again for giving us an impromptu call today. You can pick up this new record, Evil Knievel, on iTunes, and tell us what you think of it via the music meeting. Also, thank you all that called in for this morning's breakfast talk. coming out of Romania, European this time. Let's go. Time flies and you're having fun. Tomorrow, once again, YG is here for breakfast at 10. Till then, be a fragrance, not in order. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's what you make it. Mwah.
What? Yeah, everybody, be a fragrance, not an odor. That's good advice.
Infatuation phase. Riding a thick love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day.
We got a relationship. We talk to each other every night and then. Although you're superior, over. We talk to each other in a friendship. And I don't know where to tell me the price. Out of the country and into more countries. Past our birth. Into the rivers. Where the ghosts are. Shouting on me. Walk the road.
Check it out, partner. I don't want to see nobody out here from 10 to 2. You see dude right there? You see dude right there? We'll lay something down out here, man. I'm getting money out here, man. It's me. And ain't gonna nobody gonna run me out of here, man. I got this late night shit.
I'm over the style. If this rash is the one thing,
style.
I'm over the
style. Style.
Sonny, I'm just saying, I ain't playing. I'm over the style.
Yeah, we need to do a track that's just someone whispering stove over and over again. I think that's what this song's missing. I think you're right. No, totally. Get the stove guy in here. I'm in this rap gang, joke gang, title pushing hell gang. Hoping I'm a bum, like, one day, someday. Suckers in my mix, man. He say, she say, gas up like a bitch, man. All day, hey, selling from methazine, hopping me, crystal meth, and bricks. Independent rappers dealing with radio politics. That's important, it's merchandise, it shows the first internet, hacking twin, trying to strike it rich. Flushing with my bra, cause I ain't got a job. John. I ain't hitting the draw, she calling me a dog. Crapping and complaining like she going through menopause. Breaking out my window for scratching up my car. I ain't got time for this shit. I'm waiting solid for this. I got money to get. I'm about to ride this bitch. I'm on parole. Bro, the government got my sword. They won't be back in the beam. The shooter boxes loop the toilet. But I'm over the stove. If this rap shit don't work, then I'm telling you. I don't care if its rates went up. I want him in here. We don't have the stove guy in here within the hour. I'm gonna fucking turn this studio upside down. I'm over the stove in the kitchen cooking cha-cha-cha. A pickle jar and a pot of boiling water. Smith & Wesson 30 round chopper. Man, I knock a nigga noodle down with this power. Gotta do whatever I gotta do to make it through. Make it through. This rap shit don't work, man, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Got mouths to feed, belly and hell appeals to pay. And I believe in myself, my nigga, this nigga on this way. And ain't nobody gonna put my hustle to a halt. I'm trying to climb up the rope and we're going way up to the top. I march for days, I'm dope. Don't studio non-stop. Stop, let them sink my boat. Cause I'm jealous, they a plot. I'm hella hungry and I'm starving and I'm thirsty. And I'm thirsty. Tripping my money so funny it's telling jokes about. Jokes about. If I ever catch a break, I'm buying real estate. I want the fame to cross the bed here in the jewelry. I'm over the stove. If this time shit don't work, man, I'm telling you. I'm over the stove. Stove. I'm over the stove. I'm a $1 here for now, but hopefully one day in the future I'ma be a cash cow. Kick back and watch my money back. Pass. But until that day arrives, I'ma hustle till I rise, till I blossom. In the back of their mind, they know that I'm a problem. And once I get on this, man, I'ma stay on. Stay like smart. Long as I play my position and play my part, I'm smart. And I'ma stick with the same drug that I had before. If I make it, fuck a video host, she was down when I was poor. Can't fake it. You're rapping my ass off, man, I'm a mess. Man, a mess. When I'm gone, they gon' be saying I was the best. The best. That every dude done got away with. Living and had away with. In and out like the burger. See, the popo will let you walk wherever, long as it's no murder. As there's no witness, keep it low profile, stay low key, they won't get off in your business. Take it till I make it, man. I ain't even got a crumb. If I look like I got some money, ain't nobody gonna wanna give me. I'm over the stove. If this rap shit don't work, man, I'm telling you, I'm over the stove. Tell me, I'm just saying, I ain't playing. I'm over the stove. If this rap shit don't work, man, I'm telling you, I'm over the stove. I mean, I'm just saying, I ain't playing. I'm over the stove. I'm stealing, I'm high. If they don't get my ass a job, I'll fly street now. If they don't send my ass to college, I'm trying to stay focused. But I got the eviction notice. I'm a true nigga. Over the stove. If I don't get these beans. Hey, Brooks.
Man, I was out there on the late night shift, man. This nigga 40 was out there.
Water?
Nigga was out there with a chopper and two runners.
Is that right?
Talk about he ain't rapping no more, man. That nigga back to trip.
He over the stove?
Uh-huh.
Shoot. I mean, you know how I go. Yeah. Shit slow up. Nigga, I get back out there and make you do something.
And you do know that. Man, a nigga out here eating chicken broth and toothpicks, man. It's that serious.
That is pretty serious.
Thank you.
part of the song needs to go way harder and way dirtier. That would be... That would be... That's the thing it needs. The quiet-loud dynamic is not dynamic enough. It's not filthy enough. Yes, we got, you know, much stronger hits to get to here.
Oh, you done did it now. Chaos, you should have put this one in the vault, man. They not ready. They don't know what's coming, man. Oh, we gonna drop this on them right here. Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready for none of this. Your boys are bad, man. Come invading the streets. Make them clap a rapper stir. They be dropping the heat. Shock the world, now I'm standing alone. I flip fools like them clamshell cellular phones. You can't help but nod your head to the track. Fuck the water down, right? We be taking it back. Give it to me straight. Ain't no chasing it. Check yourself in the mirror. Ain't no facing it. Cause you playing the role and you planning to fold. It's the master plan. We got the planet on hold. We all over the streets like your favorite sneaker. Breaking up your sound like a drive-through speaker. Everything that I be spitting is strong. After I rock, fast forward through the rest of the song. We the monkey wrench that's gonna ruin your plan. And don't fuck with John Cena. I'm a bad, bad man.
Break the mic, get my hands on a bad man. Fight with my hands, I'm a bad man. Living in the streets all my life, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man, I'm a bad man. With the mic in my hands, I'm a bad man. Even in the fight with the hands, I'm a bad man. Living in the streets all my life, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man, I'm a bad man.
We devils, rocking ambient levels. We set loose among hot tunes to instrumentals. The cats got one liners, I dropped several. Man, I think it's funny you choose. Losing progress or running in place. We making moves. And y'all settle. I rip rappers and take responsibility for making future Hall of Famers look third rate. Y'all are lost for words like conversation on your worst first date and ride beats. Creep through side streets, loose leaf notepads, that's where rhymes leak. Punchlines, man, don't even beg. I got knees slapping tracks, y'all bruising your leg. You a rhyme writer, buddy, man, that's a joke. You ain't worthy of being my secretary, man, that's a quote. I flood tracks like cracks and bolts, and pussy rappers choked up with their own lines and they throw
the mic in my hands, I'm a bad man. Fight with my hands, I'm a bad man. Living in the streets all my life, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man, I'm a bad man. Put the mic in my hands, I'm a bad man. Even in the fight with my hands, I'm a bad man. Living in the streets all my life, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man, I'm a bad man.
Turn up the microphone and feed me, I'm a beast. MCs and they beats is what I eat. 16, I leave you in the street. My rhymes are sicker than gangrene in both feet. It's spreading up the leg and headed for the head. Your rhymes are whack, your style is proof that the brain corrosion.
This album sold. It's on the power of WWE. Like, how much did it move? And does that make it? Does it somehow, like, is it the most listened to Bumpy Knuckles project in his career? And if so, how does that make him feel?
And I want you to say hello to the band.
Video with all the A-team stuff.
Just when you were Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas been popping an awful lot of shit for a while.
Headphones or get a foot in your ass. Those are your options.
Winter taking days. Nights filled with longer hours.
Thank you.
some kind of major crash here on the other side of the freeway or something going on. There are two fire trucks. Well, maybe they're getting back in their cars to... Maybe they cleaned up whatever's there. Still a tow truck there. But, I don't know. One of the earliest memories I have of John Drake is John Drake sending out an email saying, "Hey, I know I do PR for Rock Band, but also I'm in a band, and this band is in Rock Band, and if you guys want to write about it, we did a music video for the song that's in Rock Band." I remember thinking, that's somewhat presumptuous. Using your position as Rock Band PR person to try to get people to write about your band. I'm like, that's cool though, I don't know. That's hustle right there. That's John Cena approved hustle. You just need the loyalty and respect after that. That's probably got that. Make a music video for Barkerville. I think I want to say that one of the bands that is partially employed at Harmonix, or one of the bands by people at Harmonix, like put Barkerville as a bonus cut on their most recent album. I don't know. There was some goof about that on Twitter that I saw last week, but did not follow it home. To see what if that actually was what I thought it was. I don't know. There was a car pulled over on the side of the road. There was a guy leaning up against the trunk of said car, just waving. Not really sure if he was waving anyone specific or was like a, "Help, this car doesn't go. Help." Oh man, traffic going the other direction is fucked. Whatever happened on the freeway was, whatever was going on back there has probably been bad for a while, because it is back the fuck up. But I'm in front of a box truck that is not going fast, and I'm getting passed at such a rate on the right here that I can't get around it.
It's looking like a way.
the separator between the two directions used to just be like cones that that dudes in a truck had to manually move whenever, you know, traffic patterns changed or whatever. And now now they've replaced it with this like cement barrier that like separates like a zipper or something, or like a snake. And they have a truck that'll just pick it up and move it over a lane when they need to. Yeah. That's cool. It's like, you know, assuming that it's like a pretty resilient wall, it, you know, probably adds some safety to the suicide lane, which has never felt safe, has always felt somewhat insane. Also, it's crazy foggy. But yeah, they closed the bridge completely all weekend to deploy this this new barrier. Which is conceptually really crazy. I mean, the Golden Gate Bridge is just such like a, you know, it is the way to get into San Francisco from north of San Francisco. So, you know, it's like anyone wanting to get in would have to go all the way around to Oakland and get in that way. And that's sounds like a hassle.
Right rounds of that. forever. It's a mighty long time.
From London town, right now, this is Larry Love, representing 35 above, Crocodile Dundee style. We always have a good day, rocking with the Ark in LA.
London?
Check it out, big up. Big up the Croydon, Purley, West Sussex. Big up the Brighton. Big up to all of South London, Streatham. Big up to Slaughton Heath. Big up to Brixton. Stonebridge Massive. Big up to all the brothers. All the brothers representing hardcore hip hop. We always come out with a warning. This is coarse hip hop. Yo, yo, who's this? Who's this girl? Who's this girl singing, man? I want to hear hardcore up in LA. Yo, we put the queen up for rent. That's how we do it in London town.
That's how we do it in London town. I always find it hilarious when wrestling tries to present information as if they're like reporting news and they don't know how it's gonna go, but This is where it is right now. Like, this notification on my phone I just got via the WWE app. Tonight on Raw, Randy Savage expected to be announced as the first inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2015. Like, oh, we're expecting it. Sources indicate. It's like, you are the source. This is your app. You can't say it's expected to be. Like, I guess something could go wrong. Like, oh, I don't know. This satellite truck broke, so there was no show. So no one got announced. You know, like, sure. Yeah, I guess. Don't fucking use the verbiage of news.
plenty musicians. Them know it, but them can't do it.
Lay it on me now. That's so hard, man.
Yo, I got Chinese.
I'm Chinese too.
Smoking much
food, I ain't smoking much.
Lay it on me now.
Your face turns red as a glass of wine that you spilled on my lyrics as you waste a lot of time.
You used to be with me, you should drop that bomb, cause I got more flavor than
Fruits.com. With the big round butter, yo,
I like the butter, yo,
muffin.
I'm not bluffing, turn it on a platter, I'm like place, give the stuff in.
Hey, what that?
Stop it,
boy.
Here's another one for y'all to peep. It's called M-I-K-E on the M-I-C.
I lay you right where you stand. You can catch a few shells, one go right through your polo, man. Usually I'm dolo and I got a crazy team. Call Kiss to ride on you, watch for the laser beam. Shit, it's that OG.
Oh, man. There's a bunch of kids crossing the street here on some kind of field trip or something. But they are walking where my car needs to go. All right, there we go. All right.
When I'm
the Facebook.
to say.
Bus is fucking shit up. light is green, but this bus is blocking the entire intersection. Man. That was uncool. Everyone in this alley is shifted into reverse and doing something fucking weird. Some kind of construction vehicle here. Sucking something out of the street. I don't know. Alright, you're gonna try and back into that spot. That's cool. Let's go for it. If I can squeeze past these guys. Seems like it. What the fuck are you doing? Alright. Alright. Well. I'm here, so I gotta go. I'll see you later. Have a good Monday. Yeah, later.